Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. We begin this morning with an article coming out of Breitbart News. California lawmakers pass bill. It's California again, okay? Remember where this is coming from. California lawmakers pass bill to turn state universities into abortion clinics. The California State Assembly passed a bill Wednesday that would require all University of California and California State University campuses, health centers, to distribute drugs that induce abortion. It's SB 320, introduced by State Senator Connie Leva, requires all community colleges and public universities to provide abortifacient drugs, based on the notion that abortion is the equivalent of medical care and is a constitutional right and an integral part of comprehensive sexual and reproductive health care. So Pro-Life Students for Life of America, however, calls California lawmakers' vote to put abortion, including drugs, on college campuses a tragic misuse of school resources that will ultimately be used in ways that harm women. California politicians put the interest of the abortion industry ahead of the needs of both students and the colleges and universities with this short-sighted vote today, said Kristen Hawkins, president of the SFLA, in a press statement. So women, she said, will face deadly risk from the RU486 drugs, and the schools will be forced to deal with huge costs and complications. But abortion vendors come out strong as they can collect consulting fees without facing the risk of distributing the drugs. Others have warned the state could be opening itself up to major complications for both students and the university system with the mandate. Now, don't you think it's a little bit outrageous that California has been on fire, right? That a solar event took place beginning in Oregon on the West Coast, that whole West Coast has been, at the point of interest for years now. And yet the lawmakers in California want to insist to raise their fist against God and harden their hearts in rebellion. And now they're using the schools as abortion clinics. Now, you know, that's pretty bizarre. And this drug, by the way, this RU486, what happens, obviously, is you take the drug and it kills the baby in the womb. And you can't tell me that is healthy for any woman. Abortion is not healthy. It's the continual shedding of innocent blood, which tells me that the prophecies that have been spoken on the West Coast, whether the massive earthquake, the tsunami, both, are very real. And yet the fires, they don't seem to bother anybody. That's just normal business for the California legislature and the population in California. It's just, you know, we just go from one event to another like the ants. But remember that judgment gives way to the irreparable destruction that will come. And California is setting itself up, like other states in the union and other nations, they're setting themselves up for disasters that will be irreparable. And that is the time that is moving upon the earth. And it's way overdue. And the prophetic words of God are all seeds that have been sown, and they are going to blossom. And so you have these crazy things that are going on like this, and it's just, it's unnecessary, and yet it's happening en masse within our nation. And at the same time, I know that this is going to sound insane, but the Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles, California, you know where all the stars are and everything, do you know they're actually turning the name of that into Barack Obama Boulevard? Or they did turn it into Barack Obama Boulevard. And I would that the pro-life people at the universities would throw an absolute fit like Antifa did. Honestly, I mean, if the students and the citizens of California do not raise up an anarchy against the California legislature and the universities that are opening the doors to this kind of insanity, shame on them. I mean, just plain out pure unadulterated shame for not rallying the people together and calling for demonstrations, busting windows, burning cars, you know, destroying the university property. I mean, that's what the illegal immigrants did a couple years ago. 12 million illegal people in the United States demonstrated, burned flags, burned cars, police cars, government property, busted windows at universities. And this cause to me seems a little bit greater than that cause. And yet the pious people that are shouting out don't do anything. And that's a problem. Really, that's a problem. Same thing with Barack Obama Boulevard. If the left was able to walk through this country and tear down statues of Christopher Columbus and war heroes from the South and to topple down, remove the Ten Commandments out of the halls of justice, I mean, my God, they ought to destroy Barack Obama Boulevard. Why? Because Barack Obama was worse than some of the war hero statues that were torn down. He's the one that implemented, promoted, fast-forwarded homosexual marriages in our country, bringing shame, Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, so the people on the right, so to speak, they need to do and be smart enough to say, no, heck no, we're not going to have a Barack Obama Boulevard. He didn't do anything positive for this country in the meaning of this nation, in its Christian heritage. He did everything against it. Opened the door to the Muslim Brotherhood, fast-forwarded abortion, unleashed the vile reality of homosexuality in the marriage institution. I mean, he fast-forwarded that into the courts. And so his agendas should be banished and shunned, not putting Barack Obama Boulevard, but in Los Angeles, Sodom and Gomorrah, Los Angeles. You may as well put Barack Obama up there, make a statue of him, and it'll be really fun to see that thing come down when it happens. But California is just acting foolish, Barack Obama Boulevard. Are you kidding me? And allowing universities to become abortion clinics and a few people shouting out, no, you better do more than shout out. You better rip those things down, because if you don't, well, the inevitable reality is going to come. And this is a prophecy coming out of Z3 News. This same threat is coming right to your doorstep. A person said they had a very sobering and horrifying warning dream today in which I was driving with my husband and young daughter. I don't have a daughter in real life, but in the dream she did. We were in some sort of valley road with hills immediately to our left. The road went under many overpasses, one right after the other. While driving on the first overpass, I saw two men who had been hung on a rope and were dangling from the bridge. The next overpass we went through, there were several more men hanging. With horror, I realized two of them were still alive as I saw them trying to grasp air and try to wiggle to freedom. The third overpass we went through, there were so many hanging that I don't know the count. I couldn't take it anymore and told my husband to turn around and go home. We were so alarmed and crying because we actually knew personally a few of these men who had been hung, not in real life. So in the dream. At that point, my daughter left the car and she had a knife with her. She was brave enough to go out and cut down those men whom we knew. That's what we're talking about, Barack Obama Boulevard and universities. Cut down this stupidity, right? And I didn't see her doing it, but I just knew she had somehow rescued them. And that was the end of the dream. Here's the interpretation of this woman's dream. After I woke up and wrote down the dream, I looked at the clock and saw it was 4:44. This is a number the Lord has been using lately in showing the times we are living in and the judgment coming. It was a confirmation that this was a prophetic dream. I was then shown that my daughter in this dream represented the Lord's true children who will be there to help during times of persecution. I then went back to sleep and was awoken again, but this time to a very different message from the Lord about what is coming. If people don't pray and fast, is that message. There are the martyrs that were killed on my behalf talking about my dream, the woman said. This is coming. Pray for your brothers and sisters who are already facing persecution. This same threat is coming to your doorstep. Be prepared in numbers, for you will find safety there. All right, so I am coming back on the air because I need to take some pictures of our screen when we get bamboozled like that again. So I'm getting ready to do that just in case we go off the air again. Interesting, the articles that I had were just talking about realities that are going on in our world today. Maybe they don't like the idea for calling for anarchy. I don't know. But again, the hypocrisy that is coming out from the news media and the tempering of people where, you know, they allow the left to beat up people that, you know, support Trump, and they go through the streets and all the stuff we've seen. And I just think it's outrageous that the majority of the people in California wouldn't stand up and, you know, just say to these issues like Barack Obama Boulevard or, you know, putting abortion clinics in the schools, in the universities and the public schools. I mean, that's taxpayer dollars right there. And, you know, this is what the enemy wants. He wants the citizenry to be accountable for his disgusting crimes. And so, you know, we're going to continue talking about this stuff. And, you know, what more could we do? What more could we do? And I'm kind of hoping that the screen gets shut down again so I could get a good picture of what this is all about. But you've been listening to The Watchman. I'm Vincent Xavier. It's 20 minutes after the hour. And We got knocked off, and so we're going to try to get a new computer today. And if anybody out there would like to help support us do that through the for the ministry, Omega Radio Ministry, we would love that wonderful support. And either way, we're going to do it. We're going to get it done so that we don't have these issues anymore. Now, there are a few other things that are going on in the world in which we live, and we should talk about them. But before I do, I want to look at another article coming out of CBN. This is a CBN news article, and it's dealing with the vice president explaining why Trump made the statements that he did. And I know this is a bit political, but in an exclusive interview with CBN News, Vice President Mike Pence says the media shouldn't be in an uproar over President Trump's warning that there could be violence from left if Republicans lose control of Congress in the midterm elections. I don't know if you're aware of that meeting or not, but the president's comments and documents and closed-door conversations have been leaking out everywhere. There's documents of him warning Christians of the coming violence against them. Yes, the president warned the Christians in an evangelical meeting that there was great violence that was going to erupt against them if they lose the House. Now, a lot of people say, well, the president's doing saying that so they can get the Christian vote. You know, it's a strategic political, you know, a plan. Others are saying, well, there is a growing animosity and a hatred to the left. So anyways, going back to the article, it continues on that the president made the comments at a White House dinner celebrating the evangelical community, an event Pence was at. What I heard, Mike Pence said, the president say, was that if the Democrats take over the Congress, that their goal is to turn back everything that we've done for the American people, Pence told CBN News in an interview outside Detroit, Michigan. Well, Trump's reported comments at the evangelical dinner referenced leftist groups whom he called violent. Well, obviously, we condemn any examples of violence on the streets of this country, said Pence. Zero tolerance for any violence against Americans. Well, CBN News' David Brody and Gina Browder traveled on Air Force Two with the vice president Wednesday and interviewed him after a campaign event for U.S. GOP Senate candidate John James. Pence was has been traveling extensively in support of candidates during the run-up to the midterm elections. He said the president's comments should be looked at in a broader way. He said, our agenda is to continue to focus on making America safe, making America prosperous, and a positive future for this country, Pence said. Democrats, whose agenda is simply to undo everything that the president has done, including preventing the president from continuing to appoint strong conservatives to our federal courts at every level. That's the choice we face, and that's what I took the president to say. Well, David Brody said the other night, President Trump, you were there in the room, evangelical leaders, where he talked about, look, if Democrats take over in 2018, that indeed there will be violence. He used the word violence and that the media is all in an uproar over the word violence. What do you make of it? What is he saying exactly? What does he mean? And that's when Vice President Mike Pence said, well, I heard that the president say was that if the Democrats take over the Congress, that their goal is to turn back everything. So we've heard that. And again, this is the political battle. This is the cultural revolution. This is the social revolution, the media revolution that's going on within our nation. And unfortunately, the middle is getting squeezed out. The middle is getting, you know, crushed. And eventually what you're going to have is the far left or the far right, and you're going to have these two competing powers. And they're both going to have their oligarchy of rulers, masters of the universe, and the middle class is under attack. That is the political reality. Now, as Christian men and women, well, our job is a little bit differently here. You know, the way that we live on this earth is different than the way the rest of the masses should live. Let me give you an example of some of the other things that are going on in our country, and these are the threats that we face. And this is coming out of China. And the article here is that China is targeting the U.S. and Taiwan with large-scale military buildup. It's not stopping. A new Pentagon report to Congress in August details how China has begun training its long-range bombers for attacks on the United States and Taiwan, as well as continuing both to expand and modernize its ground forces. While representing a significant change in Chinese military doctrine that was previously focused on defense operations close to China's borders, the focus is increasingly becoming a projection of power over the Pacific. The report explains that over the last 3 years, the PLA, the People's Liberation Army, has rapidly expanded its overwater bomber operating areas, gaining experience in critical maritime regions, and likely training for strikes against U.S. and allied targets. As part of this preparation, six Chinese H-6K bombers flew in August through the Miyako Strait southwest of Japan and then made a course correction to fly north, passing east of Okinawa, and 47,000 U.S. military personnel in a demonstration of their range. So the U.S. has also issued official diplomatic warnings to China for what appear to be mock nuclear bombing runs on Guam, the home of a major U.S. base in the region. Well, closer to the Chinese mainland, U.S. carrier battle groups, bombers, and strike craft would come within range of the world's most potent long and medium range rocket force, with thousands of precision shore ship rocket batteries ready to counter American naval power and Taiwanese defenses. The shift to increase their forces with long range bombers was the next logical step. So the report indicates that in June, in just 1 year, 2017 compared to 2016, China increased its arsenal of bombers and strike aircraft from 400 to 530. Heavy transport and in-air refueling aircraft also saw 15 new planes added to their fleet. So the big question is, why is China, according to the Pentagon, building up its military offensive against the United States and Taiwan, no longer just for their own protection, but actually offensive with nuclear weapons and heavy-duty bombers? You know, why is this happening? What's going on here? Well, it sounds like there is a growing threat in the war that Jesus talked about in the last days. There would be wars and rumors of wars. Hey, let me ask you a question. It's 9:27 right now. If you're tuned into the broadcast, about 10 minutes ago or 15 minutes ago, we had a total shutdown and everything had shut down. And I'm just curious as to how that worked on your end. Was there just a total disconnect where everything just went off? Were there any noises involved in the beginning? On my end, I heard something, and I'm just trying to do this because today we're going to have to go out and find a new computer. I want to make sure that we're not wasting any funds by simply getting a new computer. And if somebody's operating behind the scenes that is, you know, pulling buttons or doing that, because we don't want to get paranoid about things like that. But this has been a common thing going on here. And I'm just curious if you heard anything peculiar or unusual just before the program was shut down, would you let me know? Let me tell you again what we were doing prior to that. We were reading an article. It was a dream by a woman that saw lynchings going on. And I want to go back to that article and I want to share it with you and what this woman was saying in her dream. As you remember, she had a dream, then she was interpreting the dream, and she was wondering why in her dream there were so many people that were hanging and being hung. And then she said that, let me get back to where she was actually talking about this. She said, "There is safety in numbers. Don't be caught alone. This is the beginning of the first wave that is coming. Not much time left. The secret of living is not to be afraid of death." And that's where everything shut down at that moment. She said, "Continually, with each new day comes the chance and opportunity to crucify your flesh. Ask yourself each day, how can I crucify my flesh for my Lord? What sacrifice can I give him? This is the challenge I put before you. That is the crucified life in me." This is what Jesus was talking to her about. "Most know it not, and few find it. I long for all my children to understand this principle. Start today and ask yourself, what can I give up for my Lord? My beloved, you will be richly rewarded, for as I died for you, you will sacrifice for me. We are then one in suffering. You will be exalted to a high position in my kingdom as I was given the throne of David. Seek me on this word, and I will show you your beloved Jesus and Savior of the world. I then heard," she said, "read about Mordecai and Haman and pray against this onslaught that Satan wants to bring." So this message is an instructional message of how to prepare for persecution. We are to crucify our flesh now, step by step, so we will be ready if and when the persecution comes. "Then during my time of prayer," she said, "the Lord reminded me of the story of Esther, Mordecai, and Haman." So obviously there's chance for reversal. So in this dream that this young lady had, she saw people being hung from overpasses on freeways. And she said this was the coming persecution. And that was interesting because the whole article was, this is at the door. This is going to be happening to people. And obviously with the mob mentality and the hatred that we see coming from the left, in their vitriol, that it's not far too far reach to think that this kind of persecution would come. But I do want to mention to every true Christian, and I want to mention to every true believer in Jesus Christ, that never, and listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you. Never, ever is a Christian ever a victim. Now, we may have a sheep mentality, and sheep oftentimes get slaughtered. I get that. But the idea of victimization has to get out of your thinking. There are martyrs, but let me tell you something about martyrs. Martyrs die willingly for their faith. They just refuse to give up their faith. So they're not victims. And the victim mentality of Christianity has got to be put away. And Christians have to stop walking around this earth like they are victims of anything. If you're being persecuted for your faith, that does not make you a victim. That makes you a hero in the kingdom of God. If you are being persecuted for doing what is right, you are a hero. You are a strong man or woman of God walking on this earth, drawing the attention of the world around you because of the stance that you're taking. That does not make you a victim. That makes you a hero. That makes you a sound, true, genuine, born-again, spirit-filled Christian. And I'm going to do everything in my power through the radio waves to tell Christian men and women, whatever's coming on this earth, and we know there's a lot coming, do not take on a victim mentality. Do not take on a victim mentality. It is impossible, and I'm going to explain why. It is impossible for Christians, truly born-again, spirit-filled believers, to be victims, and I'll tell you why. Because we possess the greatest power in the universe if we really have received the Holy Spirit. Because the power of God that is in the Holy Spirit is the universal power of God. There is no greater power in Satanism, in darkness, in New Age, in metaphysics. There is no greater power than the power that resides in you as you have received the Holy Spirit. So that eradicates the idea that you're a victim. How could an individual that possesses the very power of creation, and that's right, the Holy Spirit is the one that went into creation. Jesus Christ is in you of a truth. The Holy Spirit is in you of a truth. You have power that created everything that exists dwelling in you. How can you ever be a victim? Now, you can be persecuted. You could become a martyr. You can be attacked. You can suffer. You can go through all kinds of stuff like that, but that never makes you a victim. And I want to tell you, with the things that are coming down the pike, I hear God saying, put away, you know, that weakness, put away that emotion, put away that idea that you are somehow a victim. Stop living like that. That is a false reality. You need to put on the full armor of God, recognize that you're in a battle, and when you get attacked, just know that's good news. That means you're really in the war. If you're not being attacked, if you're not suffering, if you're not being persecuted, then you're not doing anything that is effective against the powers of darkness. And you know what? Stop trying to live a life void of attacks or persecution. It's not going to happen if you're a true Christian. That only happens when you're caught into the Laodicean or some other form of outward Christianity, cosmetic Christianity, whatever you want to call it. If you're not getting some battle wounds, if you're not getting some scars, if your knuckles aren't bloody through the battle that you're going through, then you're really not in the war. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, put away a victim mentality. Yeah, I'm telling you, it serves nothing. It is a false humility, and it adds up to zero. You are not a victim. You are a powerful warrior of God. You are the dread of the powers of darkness. You are the light. You are children of light. You expose the darkness. You are the kingdom warriors of Almighty God, and it's time to put on that mindset. Doesn't matter. You know, the God of this world, he has a lot of control. Believe me, he has a lot of control and a lot of power himself, but he does not have power over you. And a victim is someone that allows someone else to have power over them. And just because you're persecuted or afflicted does not mean that has power over you. The power is that when you suffer or are persecuted or afflicted for the cause of Christ, the power is that they can't defeat you. Even your death is only a promotion. The powers of darkness cannot defeat a true believer that possesses the power of God, the Holy Spirit. And you and I are called to take that power into all the world. And we are to expose the darkness. We are to be salt. Don't lose your saltiness. And you are to take your stand and be vocal about it. You're a speaking spirit, and the devil would love to silence you. And if he silences you, that means only the voice of the enemy will prevail. Tell the world of the coming judgment, the accountability. Tell the world of the love of God. Tell the world of the grace of God. Tell them the truth. And no matter what comes against you, the stronger the enemy comes against you, the more effective you're becoming. You see Omega Radio? This Omega Radio is designed to be a weapon in this earth because there are supposed to be many voices on Omega Radio broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to the ends of the earth. And every voice is to have a unique anointing to go forward and do what God has put in their heart to do. Teach, encourage, edify, build up, expose, bring to light the plans of the enemy. Revelation, wisdom, knowledge. And so Omega Radio is designed to be a spearhead radio internet ministry. But for the last year and some months, the enemy has warred against this calling. But that doesn't mean we're victims. Omega Radio and all the hosts are not victims. We're just being opposed. We're being opposed from the work that God has called us to do. And so what is required is that we stand our ground, but that the people that are connected to the ministry pray for it and support it to make sure that the enemy will not take it down. And that doesn't make us victims. It's just war. But we believe that we have the victory, that Omega Radio is going to have the thing that God designed it to have. The powers of darkness don't want this ministry in the air. Do you understand that? The powers of darkness want effective equipment to be able to move out and to speak the things that are going forth over the airwaves. He doesn't want us on AM, FM radio. He doesn't want us on YouTube. He doesn't want us on these airwaves. And we only have so much time to be able to broadcast before no one will be able to work, because Jesus said the nighttime comes, nobody will be able to do anything, so work while it's day. And that's what we're doing. We're working while it's day. What you're hearing right now is a compliment to the Father's heart. It is meant to equip you, to encourage you, to make you strong, to edify you, to call to repentance, confession, brokenness, so that God could raise you up to be a mighty warrior in the kingdom. You are the ecclesia. Listen, the word ecclesia simply is the Greek word for church, but we have church as an idea of a building with a people that go into it. No. Listen, when Paul